So welcome to the Stock Market Update. Today is Wednesday, October 6th, and we will talk about the Facebook scandal. Facebook is down 13% for a reason. So what should you do if you own Facebook stock? And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Hey, Mark.
Hey, good morning.
All right. I really thought we have to talk about Facebook. Let's just jump over here on the charts. And we'll also talk about the markets in general of what's happening today, because this morning when I woke up, the markets were down more than 1%. So we'll definitely talk about this. What do you think, Mark?
Sounds like a plan.
But let's do Facebook first. So Facebook, from the recent highs to right now, is down more than 13%. And I mean, Facebook really is having a tough few days if you look back of what's happening. So last week, there was this hearing in front of the Senate. It was a three-hour hearing how Facebook harms young people and their self-image. And this was in the wake of Facebook doing Instagram for kids. Did you hear about that, Mark? That they wanted to do an Instagram for kids?
Didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't work out. So, I mean, they already said on September 27th. Oops. There we go. We can do this. On September 27th, before the hearing, that we should probably pause it because there was a lot of backlash. So this is what happened last week. There wasn't really a whole lot of reaction in the stock, but then it all compounded. I mean, when was it? On Monday, when we had this this outage, right, where Facebook was down for 7 hours, and not only Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram. And it took them quite a while to restore their services. You remember that?
Yeah, worst outage since 2008 for them.
Yeah. But then also on Sunday, I think it was in 60 Minutes, there was the whistleblower saying that Facebook chooses profits over regulating hate speech, false information. And this seemed to be a bombshell, because this were yesterday. This whistleblower was testifying in front of the Senate. So they had an emergency hearing. Did you hear about that, Mark?
A little bit, yeah. I didn't get the exact details out of it, but I know that Facebook just keeps getting under scrutiny here.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is where, and Facebook remained surprisingly quiet. But then yesterday, very late, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Facebook, finally came on and said, no, that is all not true and it's all good. So he rejects the claims that Facebook would prioritizing profits over user safety, and also tried to discredit the whistleblower here. But I mean, so will this stick? We got to look. I mean, Facebook, they had quite a few blows over the past year. I mean, they have been scrutinized over this choosing profits over user safety or disinformation for quite a while, right, Mark?
Yeah, and you know, it is interesting because it seems like this time they're actually coming out and saying, look at our record, where in the past they apologized. It seemed like that was a theme. We're sorry, we'll do better, we're sorry.
Right.
This time it's a little different.
I notice that I keep looking over because Mark and I, we are in the same room this week. So I'm looking over to Mark, and then I realize I don't look straight in the camera. So, but let's talk about last year. So because last year, we already had this campaign, Stop Hate for Profit. Let's just go back to July 2020. This is where, actually, I want to switch to a weekly chart because I think it becomes all more clear if you look at a weekly chart of what's happening here with Facebook. So I'm zooming out a little bit, and last year in July, probably around here, July 2020, we had the hashtag, what was it exactly? I think it was Stop Hate for profit. Yeah, where companies were massively pulling out of Facebook, at least so they said, decreasing their ad spend. And this is where more than 1,000 companies boycotted Facebook during this time, during July last year. So did it work? And according to the New York Times here, see, major advertisers reduced their spending by millions of dollars, but not enough to significantly damage the platform's revenue. And this is when we look back at the stock price, exactly what happened. So last July, there was a little bit of a blip, but almost not visible during this whole pandemic recovery here. So then also, if you remember, Mark, in January, there was this supposedly mass exodus that should have happened from Facebook to alternative platforms. And this was in January of this year. So let's take a look at this, because this is where especially Trump supporters threatened to ditch Facebook. But its user numbers barely budged. And if you look at the stock price here, I mean, in January, nothing really happened, right? I mean, we've just been trading sideways, and then Facebook kept marching higher. And then most recently, we had the iOS 14 and 15 that is coming out, where Facebook can no longer track users, which supposedly should actually make their advertisers panic, as we can see here. This is from Bloomberg. Because now you have to give permission if you want to be tracked. And this is a big deal for Facebook advertisers, and only 25% of people do it. But even here, if you look back right now at overall what happened here, this actually, let's go back to, this happened in July 2014. This is when the Facebook update. Do you remember the iOS update, Mark, that came out here?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so this was in July. And if you look at July, nothing really happened. The reason why Facebook is down right now, it's with the overall market. I mean, it's exactly the same like Google, Apple. So, Mark, what do you think? Will this affect Facebook? What should you do if you own Facebook? Is this the beginning of the end? Will Facebook be more regulated? Will advertisers pull out of Facebook? What are your thoughts?
You know, year to date, the stock's up almost 22%. So it's done very well over the last couple of months. And we're about 13% from the highs of the year. So again, to your point, Marcus, it's kind of in line with what we're seeing in a lot of tech stocks. I mean, the NASDAQ's down, I think it was about 8%, maybe a little bit better after yesterday. But still, you have some tech stocks that are down 10% plus. Facebook here, even though there has been these efforts to, well, not necessarily an effort to have the stock drop, but things that are causing the stock to fall a little bit. I think that you're going to get this reaction, and then it's just going to be a little overdone, and we'll see that it's, you know, like the other situations, stock comes back. I mean, that's what we've seen time and time again. So,
I mean, you have users here and you have the advertisers. And the question is, are there really any alternatives? Yes, many people say there are alternatives, but let's take a look at the demographics on Facebook. The demographics on Facebook is usually an older demographics who don't really like change. And for advertisers, Facebook is just the mean to reach users massively. I mean, besides Google, yeah, you could advertise on Twitter, but I think Facebook is blowing it away in terms of users versus Twitter, right? I mean, it's just a giant.
At least regular users, active users, and that's what advertisers want. So, you know, will users stop using Facebook because of this? You know, some people maybe, but a significant amount, I don't think so. We saw that back in January. That, in theory, could have been a big drop in the user base. And even people that I knew said that they weren't going to be using Facebook. They're still on Facebook. They just got a little more quiet.
Yeah. Well, and this is where it seems that even when there's more rules and regulations, it would affect all social media, not only Facebook, right? And therefore, it goes back to, where do advertisers advertise? I mean, advertisers moving away from advertising on TV to advertising on YouTube, on Facebook, and on Instagram. And I mean, Facebook and Instagram is pretty much the same here. So there might be a little bit more fallout over the past few years. And I'm just wondering, I just Googled this meme here. You remember, like in Star Wars, okay, how many blows can you give to Facebook until it starts falling, or will Facebook just stand forever? So it could be a buying opportunity here, because as I said, it's up 22%. And if you look here at the NASDAQ, what we see here over the last 4 weeks is pretty much what we see in the NASDAQ overall, and with other tech stocks like Apple here, for example, it's exactly the same. So it's not underperforming the markets, it's pretty much in line. But it will be interesting of what's happening to Facebook here over the next few days and weeks in wake of the recent events that we see here.
Agreed. Agreed.
All right. Well, let's take a look at the markets. So yesterday, markets were actually rebounding. I'm switching back to a daily chart of the S&P 500 here. So after on Monday, markets were massively down. Yesterday, they were rebounding. And now this morning, when I woke up, the futures markets were down more than 1%. In fact, then the NASDAQ was down 1.5%. But right now, if you look at a 5-minute chart, I mean, we're bouncing back from the overnight slide that we had here. So this is where yesterday, that's where we finished. Then we had the overnight slide. And right now, we're bouncing back. So what's happening here, Mark?
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because it looks like we found some lows and we've come off of those lows, like you said. I mean, fundamentally, not a whole lot has changed, right? We've had these drops and then rallies and drops and rallies. And fundamentally, looking at the big picture, nothing's really changed. But we do have jobs on Friday, and we did have ADP non-farm jobs reported this morning. So those numbers came out better than expected. I think it was 500 and... Nope.
Yeah, let me just refresh it. Here it is. Yeah.
Yeah, 568,000 jobs added. So this is private sector versus a 425,000 forecast. So that came in better than expected. The real biggie is always the Friday jobs report. So that's the one that traders really look at. It, you know, Wednesday's report, today's report could send some clues or give you kind of an idea of what might happen, but it's not always, you know, entirely correlated. So jobs is the focus. Today we got a little bit of a positive surprise.
Yeah, and I mean, I, as you said, nothing has changed fundamentally. I was really surprised when this morning I woke up for the markets being down more than 1%. And we briefly talked about it. Often what happens when the markets are down in pre-market trading more than 1%, we usually see a bounce, especially since nothing has changed fundamentally. Everybody is talking about the yield, the yield, the yield, but the yield hasn't budged really. If we look at it over the past few days, I mean, we're still just right there where we already were. What else? Crude oil prices, energy is going higher. So crude oil has been topping, $78, $79 yesterday. Right now, down 1.2% in pre-market trading, the futures trading here. So not a whole lot has changed. And of course, there's a discussion about the debt ceiling, right, Mark?
Yeah. And I just noticed on a 5-minute chart, the U.S. 10-year yield actually really reacted to the jobs report. So it was falling after the report.
Yeah, let's just bring it up here. So this is the 5-minute chart of the 10-year yield. And the jobs report was released right here. And this is where we see that right now the yield is falling, which is good for the markets because there's an inverse relationship. So what do you expect for the rest of today? What do you think the markets are doing?
You know, this back and forth has it difficult. It makes it difficult to really have a good guess here, because when you see that back and forth without fundamentally a whole lot changing, that's just uncertainty in the market and anything can happen. But my guess is with the reaction to jobs, with the 10-year falling after the jobs report, that we're going to see things stabilize and maybe a bit of a sideways day after the last 2 days where it was, you know, clearly down, clearly up. Maybe we get a little bit of a pause. And again, jobs on Friday is a key report for the market and market participants.
Yeah, we also have some support here for the NASDAQ at 14,400 that we hit earlier in mid-July and also here just recently, and it seems to hold really well. And yeah, especially going into Friday with the debt ceiling discussion still going on and the jobs report, I wouldn't be surprised if maybe today and tomorrow is a more quiet day and we see a stronger reaction on Friday when it comes to the markets.
Agreed.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we have quite a few positions on. So we are, we sold puts on AMAT. So we're still good there. So a sideways market like this is actually perfect for this kind of trading strategy that we use. ARKK, also sold puts on that as well as BX. And then we have the other three, JWN, LVS, and RIDE as trades. And we'll see. Going into the open, what happens here if you have some more opportunities? I'm looking forward to the session today.
Me too.
All right, good. Now, with this out of the way, if you would like to learn more about how exactly we trade, there's probably some links in the description. And also, we'll ask Martin here to have some videos popping up magically. Have a great trading day. Have a great day in general, and we'll see you in tomorrow's update.
Happy trading, everybody.